you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here, Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest with me, Dr. Joe Clark. He is a doctor of acupuncture and oriental medicine, and he is the owner-operator of Alicia Life Care, and they operate out of Santa Monica, California. So without any further ado, welcome to the show, Dr. Joe Clark.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Well, Dr. Clark, why don't you tell me a little bit about Alicia Life Care and what you guys are specifically doing to kind of help the people of Santa Monica?
What we're finding in the United States in general is that people aren't being served with their everyday health needs by Western medicine. Western medicine is excellent at real acute care. In fact, Western medicine really is based upon sort of modern warfare and how do we get people back on the battlefield very, very quickly. So when you have acute incidences, you can go to Western medicine and they can try and get you back very quickly. But for everyday things like stress, anxiety, digestive issues that then maybe turn into things like autoimmune issues, Western medicine really doesn't serve the population. So that's where we come in. And we use Eastern medicine and functional medicine in order to support the community's needs regarding their everyday life care. That's what we do.
Now, Dr. Clark, for those not in the medical know, when you say acute care, do you mean something like a broken bone or, you know, something that needs to be fixed like now?
Exactly. A broken bone, a heart attack, you have a blocked artery, things of that nature.
But as far as long-term mental care, not so much good with that.
Well, I mean, we can't say mental care because you might be clinically depressed and you need pharmaceuticals for that.
Right.
But if you're not clinically depressed, then what you are is you're just finding that there's a low affect. Maybe pharmaceuticals aren't the right path for you. And instead, what we can do is we can actually use acupuncture, which people find really changes their state of being very powerfully for those less truly deep issues.
Now, Dr. Clark, I have to ask you, I think everyone on the planet has heard of acupuncture. I don't think everyone's educated in it, but I think everyone's heard of it. My father received acupuncture maybe about a year ago for some back pain. Now, how do you go about using it to help some of these other underlying issues that maybe, you know, may have developed in the brain or elsewhere?
Well, you know, acupuncture is a very interesting modality because really from a Western medical perspective, the way that we're trained in the West, we really can't understand the mechanism for how it works. It just doesn't really make any sense. We can use MRIs of the brain that look at what happens in the brain during acupuncture treatments.
Right.
And we can say, well, it has this effect on the brain, or we can look at what happens to the physiology during an acupuncture, but we don't know exactly how it does what it does. But if you're properly trained in it, and out here in California, for instance, it was some years of medical school for me to be able to practice the way that I practice now. So it's very in-depth. It's very complicated medicine that takes quite some time to really understand how it works and then to be able to apply it properly.
Right.
But when you do, I would say one of the fundamental things that it does is that it restores the body, and the brain is part of the body. It restores the body to this place of balance or homeostasis, okay, especially with the nervous system. So if you're sort of feeling under threat all the time, you're creating those states of tension in the body and in the mind, okay, where everything is a problem. You have an acupuncture treatment, and all of a sudden, those states that you're so used to no longer a part of your experience, at least for a period of time after the treatment. It might be 24 hours, 36 hours, 72 hours. And then when you consistently receive treatment, that slowly but surely becomes your norm.
With the acupuncture specifically, and I know every case is probably much different than the last, on average, how many sessions of acupuncture does one have to go through before they start to feel a change?
That really depends upon the level of health of the individual, one. And two, let's say they're very, very stressed or anxious person, their willingness to actually trust a practitioner.
Right.
if you don't trust the practitioner, you don't trust the environment you're in, then you're really going to basically be holding your breath until you can leave, and you're not going to be open to the treatment. So in that regard, it might take time to build the relationship to feel comfortable in the environment where you're getting the treatment. But I would say in general, let's say, for instance, with back pain, somebody comes in for back pain,
right,
you should experience at least some relief in the first treatment.
Wow.
Okay.
Right.
Now, that doesn't always happen, but in my experience, it should. Okay.
Right.
If you're coming in because you have anxiety or stress, you should experience some relief from that. So what I find is, for instance, when I'm working with someone, and in the first few times that I work with someone, I spend a little bit more time with them because I need to find out exactly what they're going to respond well to. And we'll try out different things, and they should respond well to at least one thing. So they can have at least that moment where all of a sudden they're like, oh, you know what, the anxiety is not there anymore. Okay.
Right.
Now, it might come back after the treatment. Okay, but we've gone in some information, which then we can apply as we move forward.
And can each new session kind of build upon that first session? So, I mean, it'll get a little bit better and a little bit better.
That's the idea.
Right.
So, you know, this is really personalized medicine. So the most important aspect of it is the relationship that develops between the practitioner and the patient. And the more the practitioner gets to know the patient, gets to know the patient's patterns, gets to know how the patient responds to things, then really the treatment should be tailored more and more and more to that patient's needs. And the patient should be getting better results with each treatment. Now, sometimes it is a crooked road. So you might have two treatments where you get great results, and then a third treatment where, you know, it's like, I got better results from the previous one, not this one.
Right.
Okay, well, that's information. We apply that information, and we get back on track.
Now, Dr. Clark, I have to ask you, and I'm sure in your line of work, you've probably been asked this 1,000 times. Does the procedure hurt at all?
That really depends upon the patient, at least in our case. So what we use is a branded needle called sarin. These are the finest needles that they make in the world. They're made in Japan. They're actually very, very expensive. They're a medical device, and they are so fine, they're like a hair. Okay?
Right.
Now, what you'll find on some patients, and what's interesting is that oftentimes they're really muscular males, is that patients are more sensitive the more tension they have. So even though we're using a hair, okay, they're actually going to respond to that needle insertion with a threat response. They're going to tense up, okay?
Right.
So it takes some prompting to get them to relax that area. Then you can insert the needle and then they're fine. But I would say in the majority of cases, most people actually don't even feel the needle go in. But again, in those cases where there's a lot of tension, either in the local area or globally in the body, in the case of a bodybuilder, then they do feel things.
Wow. Okay.
At least with insertion.
Dr. Clark, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in just about a minute. But where can people find your services in Santa Monica online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
We do. The name of our clinic is Alicia Life Care. That's E-L-Y-S-I-A. So you can find us at www.alicialiferecare.com. And we're right in Santa Monica for locals. We're at 19th and Wilshire. And people can find us fairly readily.
Fantastic. Your phone broke up a little bit there. So just for everyone else, it's Alicia Life Care, E-L-Y-S-I-A, lifecare.com. Dr. Joe Clark, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of your professional world with us, and we wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.